So you're in a devil system. And a devil system is nothing but lies and gaslighting and future faking, just like the narcissist, just like the Jezebel, just like the Delilah. The corporations, the whole system is that way. One of the USA high-level guys did a speech at a military academy. He said, "We're the USA is the best at lying." He said this, "USA is the best at lying." He said it. And the whole room yelled and cheered and laughed, and they were really happy about that. Why? Because the whole thing's a devil system. Who's the best liar? Who's the best manipulator? Who's the best con artist? Who's the best actor, actress? Who's the best deceiver? Who can create a fake reality bubble that keeps people trapped for years and years? Who's good at that? Now, where does it start? It starts when you're born. You're born in sin. Now, you have a choice. Believe and live the lie, or suffer and walk in truth. Because if you believe the lie, live the lie, support the lie, you're going to be in a bubble, and they're going to take care of you. The secret societies will take care of you. And you see these women, from a man's perspective, that's what I'm speaking. Now, the saved women can tell you from their perspective, but I can only talk from my perspective. You got these women that show up in your world, and they've been enabled in the fake reality for so long, either their mama, their daddy, or sisters, or brothers, or whoever. They've been enabled their whole life, so they get good at it. Now, they always crash and burn, and they destroy themselves. The liar always gets caught eventually. But the thing about it is, why do they stay in it? Because somebody, their parents or their grandparents, enable them to live that way, fake reality. I don't care if it's a religious organization. I don't care if it's a corporate system. All the corporations are big, fat lie. Now, God can work. God can sustain you in the middle of the devil system. You see Him doing it. You can see God sustain you in the middle of the devil's Babylonian system. One way you can see through this system is cut off their music, their TV, their shows. Do it for like 7 years and you'll see through this place. But the noise is what blinds you. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. So God's program is to give you a good heart. What is the devil's program? To harden your heart. Now, so when the devil sends an agent, whether they know they're an agent or not, you know it. They might not know they're being controlled, but usually they sold their soul to the devil a long time ago. And here's what happens. I'm eating apple pie while I'm talking, by the way, and going down the highway, so bear with me. But this is important. This is really important. And the way I'm able to overcome this is I was raised around a bunch of snakes and I overcame that. And so now the new snakes that they send or that try to get in the door, I'm ready. Okay, so let's say this one snake comes in. She says, "I love you. I love you. I'm in love with you. Okay. All right. Maybe she does. But maybe she's just looking at the person she thinks she's in love with. But, or, and most likely is, she's love bombing. She's trying to set me up, right? She don't love me. She loves herself. So she's got to figure out how to get you to fall in love with her, the fake version of her. And I've been through this multiple times. They want you to fall in love with somebody that don't even exist, because here's the trick of the devil. When you do wake up and you say, oh, I was in love with somebody that don't even exist, that's an attack on your heart. Because they want you to be so angry and bitter that you were actually in love with somebody that never existed. They don't even exist. But once you go through it a few times and you step into the 5D mindset, which is the mind of Christ, you say, oh, this is a simulation. They were just playing a game to try to give me a hard heart. So I'll just stay in love and joy and peace and goodness and meekness and temperance and faith. I'll say by faith, I'm going to walk by faith. And so you don't let them destroy you. They're trying to give you a hard heart. That's why you know how I know? Because everyone that ever showed up, they said, let's go out here and let's go out to eat. Okay. And you get there at the restaurant. You want a beer? No, I don't want a beer. I don't drink. Why don't you want, let's have a beer. They want to get you drunk. So they go back to their place and jump into bed, hoard them wine and new wine, take away the heart. And their whole thing is they love you and all that. But after enough time, if you hang out with them long enough, they never loved you. They never knew you. They couldn't love you. It was all lies. It was all a facade. Now, what was the devil doing through that female, Delilah, Jezebel, harlot? The devil was trying to get you to be bitter and mad and hate that person and think about that person and you're in love. How can I live without that person? Well, you worship God, number one. You don't worship a human. And the devil wants you to live in the past. Well, that was my soulmate. I'll never meet anybody else like that. Well, that was a fake person. They were not real. And to be honest with you, you saw how you saw their lies and how evil they were, lying and cheating and running the streets and drinking and drugging or whatever they were doing. You don't love that person because they have bad character. Even if you did love a real person, but you found out their character was bad, you fall out of love because they don't have character. The way you fall in love with somebody is you find out, oh, that person has good character. She's willing to stand for the truth. She worships God. She don't worship me. She don't worship her mama, her daddy, her culture. She worships God. That's the kind of woman you can fall in love with. She's not going to compromise because she worships God and not the system. And then she wants you to worship God. She wants the best for you. But these Jezebels and Delilahs of the system, they want you to worship them. If they can get you to kiss their feet and fall down and worship them at their feet, they've accomplished the goal. But God won't let you have an idol if you're His. And those two kinds of people cannot walk together. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You can't agree with those kind of people. So whether it's a saved man or a saved woman, it's the same game. They want you to be bitter and hate the person and watch narcissist videos. I was attacked. And live as a victim. Yeah, you were a target, but you're not a victim. You set your mind, that person not even real. After about 2 or 3 months, you'll be thanking God that you got away from that person, because the more you're away from them, you'll realize the way they think, the way they talk, the way they act is so contrary. It's like an infection, a spiritual infection. You really, if you go back to the first time you really met them in person, and you watch their behavior and all, you realize, oh, something ain't right. The words and the actions don't line up. And so actions and words need to line up. And so if they're an agent of the devil, what are they going to do? What's the agent of the devil going to do? An agent of the devil is always an agent of the devil, right? No matter what city, state, country, belief, cultism, religion, they're always saying the same thing. They're always attacking your heart. So they want you drinking, chasing skirts, no loyalty, no commitment. They're going to future fake you, which is a lie. Gaslighting is a lie. Tell you, pretend to be somebody else, that's a lie. Everything they do is a lie. But I'm trying to help you. If you're really saved, you're going to be targeted by these people. And I hate to say it, but you were probably raised by one of them. Or at least around one, an aunt or uncle, somebody. And see, here's what they do. They try to create scarcity. They try to take away your peace and your contentment. Well, life is better over here. Your life is not good. This life is better. What? I got a roof. I got a job. I got a place to sleep. I got some food. I got some beans and rice. I got some clothes on my back. You know, what do you mean? Life here is no different than life there. Actually, I'm healthier here than I am over there. Because all y'all do is smoke and drink and lie and curse and cheat and who knows what you got going on in your body. And these evil people, they never go to the doctor. They hate themselves. They hate you, so they hate themselves. Because if you really listen to the Bible, love your neighbor as yourself, if they don't love themselves and take care of themselves and they don't believe the truth. They believe lies, so they hate themselves by believing a lie. And they project a lie onto you. They're master manipulators, which is 1313, Mockingbird Lane. And so these master manipulators are mocking you and laughing, and they're trying to make you look like the bad guy, but also calling you a fool, an idiot, because you believed that it was love, but it was just a mirror. And so my point is, you know the game. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to have trauma. You don't have to be, you don't have to go to counseling. You just go to God and say, Lord, thank you for that lesson. Now it's a blessing. That lesson that you taught me, Lord, I'm turning into a blessing. And I erase the past. Every moment is the now. I start new today. That person never existed. And so why waste my time living in something that wasn't even real? And so admit it. Keep a soft heart. Listen to that train as I'm saying this. That's a confirmation of what I'm telling you. That person is not even a real person. They're just controlled by the spirit of the age, the demonic spirit of the age. And so they're just trying to deceive still. I mean, financially, you know, you can't blame them. Yeah, okay, so they're a con artist. They're, what do they call those, love scams? Not catfish, but it's some kind of love scam. They attack people they think are lonely or whatever. And so they want to isolate you, control you, manipulate you, lie to you, gaslight you, future fake you, all that stuff. You know the game. And so it's all lies. But you worship God. All you have to do is walk up the street to the local church and you got a family. They don't even know. They don't even know that you got family all over the whole world if you're saved. But they want to isolate you. They want to mind control you. You're not happy there. It could be happier. No, I don't think so. I think I'm good. I'm good. What you're presenting is Antichrist. I would rather live in a shack. I'd rather live in a tent than worship the Antichrist system. So take your lying, stinking, dirty water, dirty mind, dirty shoes, dirty hearts, dirty soul, spirit, whatever you are, take your slithering snake lying self down the road. I'm good. I'm content in all things. I'm happy with my goals and my plans. And you go ahead and do your thing, and I'll do my thing. And you don't live in the past, and you don't have bitterness and unforgiveness, and you don't, you just say, Lord, thank you for the lesson. Let's turn it into a blessing and help other people. Because it's the same game. Trust me. These people that I've dealt with over my lifetime, they don't know each other. But they all played the same game. Every single one of them. First wife, second wife, this girl, this lady, this woman. They all played the same game. And when you wake up to the game, they try to play. You put these boundaries up. And before they even get in the door or across the threshold, you've already called them in two or three lies, and you call them out, and they run away. I could tell you some stories that would blow your mind. But I'm not saying it's all women. I'm saying it's the unsaved, religious, but lost con artists trying to do a love scam, or they're part of a Wiccan cult or something. And you see through it. It's to attack your heart. That's all. So you know what? Worship God. Forget they exist, because they never existed. They're fake. Eventually, later, you'll realize when you see them out on the street somewhere. My second wife, I was in a courthouse being my own lawyer, and she was a different person. I'll never forget it. We walk out of the courthouse. I didn't know that woman. She was a pretender. She shape-shifted to whoever she was with. And I'm not even joking. And she's not the only one that does it. The missionaries do it. The choir directors do it. The church members do it. They all shape-shift depending on who they're with. And try to con you. And the faster you wake up to it, your mom, your sister, your brother, they do it too. And when you finally wake up, and most people are willing, not willing to stand on truth, but put their image out there more than anything, then you wake up to the game. And they're going to pretend to be what you want them to be until they start to contradict themselves and the mask starts to crack. And you'll say, oh, I was facing off with a psychopath. Praise God. I allow it. Lord, thank you. God allowed you to see it before you got too caught up in it. And even if you did get caught up in it, thank God he allowed you to see it so you could get out of it. But there's a lot of psychopaths. And it's a real thing. They pretend to be something they're not. They never sin. They're always right. They don't listen. That's not a, they want to correct you, but they can never get corrected. And their lies are so obvious over time. And if you take notes, this is the secret to break it. If you start to take notes, they start to, because they got other people they're dealing with, they forget what they said. So if they're dating you and dating somebody else, they start to, their mind is going away because they're psychopaths and they're getting more confused over time. They forget what they told who. And so you said, well, you said this last time. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. I wrote it down. I took notes. Because the first time I started seeing a contradiction, something don't look right, I had to start taking notes, because that's the only way you're going to win. Because they're going to try to make you doubt your memory, you know. For real. And I'm not just attacking the women psychopaths. I'm sure that there's men psychopaths that do it to women. And I'm sure they're out there. And once you catch them, they'll be gone. And they'll go target somebody else.